ready to answer a question this morning. Last time I did this, no one was ready to answer. So here's a heads up, okay? A question is coming. Be ready to answer, okay? Ready with hands up to answer. Adults or children? So, easy question. On the other hand, not such an easy question to start with. Who is Jesus to you? Who do you think Jesus is? Yeah, call out really loud. Our Saviour. Our Saviour, thank you very much. Brilliant answer. Anybody else got another answer? An honest answer. Nick at the back there.
Everything.
Everything. Dorothy.
Son of God.
Okay. Anybody want to be really honest and say something different, something that you think might not be sort of what other people are thinking, what you're supposed to say? Yeah?
My friend.
My friend, okay. Yeah. Brilliant.
The only one that will get us to heaven.
Okay. Thanks, Martin. Okay. Let's see what people in the county town of Essex, in the town of Colchester, think about Jesus.
It's October 2019. I'm here in Colchester to ask people one question. Who do they think Jesus is?
I have no idea, and it's a question that I don't think about.
A man that historically must have existed. That's about it.
I would say a guy with skills, like an angel. Not to be rude, but like an ancient doctor sort of thing. Because I used to go to a Christian school, so I know the Bible quite well.
Mate, really, honestly, I guess just for people that's an important thing.
Well, different opinions there, hey? I love the last one there. I'm a scientist. There is no evidence. Simple. Well, matey, you might like to rethink what evidence is. Rethink your science, but there we are. But lots of people don't really know who Jesus is. Okay, slightly different question for you this time again. What do you want Jesus to do? What do you want Jesus to do? A bit more difficult, this one, isn't it? So, anybody? Yeah, Gordon. To make me more like him. Great one. You haven't got far to go, Gordon. Yeah. See him come back again and put everything right. Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it? Yeah, yeah, absolutely. What would you like Jesus to do? Anybody else? Martin?
Help me be less sinless.
Yep, okay, similar answer to Gordon. Help me be less sinless. Yeah, more like Jesus. Cool. There are many different answers to that question as well. In our first reading, we meet the Pharisees. There they are, the Pharisees. They were strict religious people, and they were very cross with Jesus because he was not the man they wanted him to be. They thought that he was a blasphemer, that he told lies about God. They thought that he ate and mixed with the wrong people. They thought he didn't follow the right religious traditions. So they wanted Jesus to be a sort of strict teacher. You know, that very, very strictest teacher you have at school. They wanted him to be like a religious policeman and a judge. But when Jesus wasn't the sort of person they wanted him to be, they went out and began to plot how they might kill Jesus. So that's what some of the Pharisees thought. And then we meet in our reading the crowds. There they are. And what did they want Jesus to do? Well, in verse 10 we read, Jesus had healed many people, so those with diseases were pushing forward to touch him. So who was Jesus to the crowds? Well, he was like a super doctor, a cross between Superman and a doctor who could heal anybody he wanted to. So, You see, none of them really understood who Jesus was. No one really understood what he had come to do. Some people hated him because he broke their religious laws. Some people liked him like a super celebrity doctor and crowded round him to try and touch him so they could be healed. But those people there, they met Jesus. They were there at the right place, the right point in history to see him and touch him and be with him. But they only saw what was on the surface. Jesus constantly pointed them to something that was hidden in life, something beneath the surface, something that exists behind the scenes, what we might call the spiritual world. Because you see, life and living is never just what we see and hear and taste and smell and touch. There's more than that. And when Jesus is around, these deeper things come to the surface. So, when the evil spirits saw Jesus, we read in verse 11, they fell down before him and cried out, "You are the Son of God." These evil, these unclean spirits, they're not physical. They don't have bodies like us. They're spiritual powers that act behind the scenes. And they affect people in bad ways, tempting people to do wrong things and harmful things. But these spirits know something about Jesus. They know that he is more powerful than they are. They know that he's more than a religious policeman or a super doctor. They know that he's not come to deal with religious rules or physical diseases. So they shout out, "You are the Son of God," and they think that by doing that they can control Jesus. But of course they can't. And the spirits know that Jesus is God's great King, God's Son. And Jesus has come to create a new kingdom, a new group of people, a new nation, a new community. But if the crowds heard that Jesus was the Son of God, they'd get it all wrong again. So Jesus orders the evil spirits not to say who he is. Now, let me just have a little word with the adults. If you've switched off, adults, because you think I'm talking children language, then listen up, because it may be that you're a bit worried about this talk of evil spirits. Well, listen to this wisdom from my late friend, David Powlison. The Bible never ignores Satan and the forces of evil arrayed against God's people. The evil one, though, is not the primary actor. But he does not only appear when something unusually strange or evil is going on. The real devil is utterly normal. And his role is fully integrated into normal life. Mundane evil is the devil's business. Do you see what David's saying? Don't get spooked by this talk. It's just that evil is part of the world we live in, isn't it? You know, we're all tempted to do silly things like leave the washing up to somebody else. Well, that's an unkind thing. That's the sort of thing that evil wants us to do. Mundane, ordinary things. Be nasty, be selfish. That's what's going on here. If you are worried, if you are confused about talk about the devil and demons and things, then can I recommend David's little book here called Safe and Sound? It's brilliant, really, really brilliant. A great read. Anyway, Jesus, Son of God, come to earth to launch the kingdom of God on earth, a new kind of kingdom, a spiritual kingdom. A kingdom where people are freed from the forces of evil to become what God made us and wants us to be. Just as Gordon and Martin said earlier. Of course, this is the kind of kingdom that Israel in the Old Testament should always have been, but never was. And so what happens next is that Jesus starts a new people of God, a new Israel. Let's remind ourselves how that happened.
Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to him those he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12 that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. These are the 12 he appointed. Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. To them he gave the name Boanerges, which means sons of thunder. Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him.
So, Jesus called those disciples, the 12, to follow him. Now, why were there 12? Who can tell me? Why 12? 12 tribes of Israel, that's right. The old people of God had 12 tribes. And there were 12 men originally who started those, who were the fathers of those tribes. So, Jesus is saying, here's a new 12, a new people of God that I'm creating. And he sends them off to preach, to tell people the truth about Jesus, who he was and what he'd come to do, and to drive out demons. That is, to drive out the utterly normal, fully integrated, mundane evil of life from the lives of normal, ordinary people. In other words, to make us more like Jesus, as Gordon said, and to stop us sinning, like Martin said, spot on. So when we hear about Jesus, we turn round and we follow him. The ordinary, the bad stuff of life begins to be driven out from us. We stop loving ourselves so much and we start loving Jesus. We stop thinking that I know best and begin to understand that Jesus knows best, and he tells us that in his word, the Bible. That's the kingdom of God. It's, what is it? It's our Father in heaven. Hallowed, honored be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Or to put it another way, it's my Father in heaven. May your name be honored in my life. May your kingdom come into my life. May your will be done in my life, as it will be when I am with you in heaven. So that new kingdom began with those 12 men, and it continues today with us, with you and with me, as we come to Jesus. So who is Jesus? He is the Son of God, the King of God's kingdom. What does he do? He calls us to be changed, to become the people God created us to be and loves us to be. And what do? Well, we go and tell others about Jesus, who he really is and what he really came to do. So that if we were to go out into Hawkenbury in the next few months and we go out onto the street and we ask that question, wouldn't it be great if we found some people who actually knew the right answer? Well, that's what we're praying and we're working towards, and that's why Phil goes off to meet all those new people and knock on their doors and tell them about Jesus. And that's why other people go with him as well. Brilliant things to do. So let's pray as we close. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Jesus. He is such an amazing, wonderful man. He is your Son, the King of your kingdom. We thank you, Father, that you've called us to follow you. And we pray that you would help us to do just that, making us more like Jesus and driving out the ordinary sin in our lives. We thank you for all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you will do in our lives in the weeks and months to come. Amen.